Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of At the Movies. I know you're not used to hearing my voice as the introduction, but Scott couldn't be with us today. So unfortunately, you're going to have to deal with me moderating this show. So sorry. I have with me Brandon and Kara, the usual suspects. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, good.
Hey, doing great. Other than this background is freaking me out. But I like it. These are cool backgrounds. I hope everybody gets into the vibe.
If you're listening and not watching this on YouTube, which you should go watch on YouTube, not many people do, you can see our lovely faces, but you could also see that we have some fun Cinema Week Zoom backgrounds, but Brandon's is making him look like the Terminator. We're not really sure why. You don't look very Terminator right now.
No, I'm trying to be still, but at the same time, I don't know if is my audio good and all that, and all that checks out.
You sound magnificent.
I mean, those tones.
That's the sound is very important. Okay, we have something very important to talk about. So we're talking about Cinema Week. We kind of teased slash announced it on the last podcast, but a lot has happened in the past 14 days. What Brandon, can you bring us up to speed a little bit on what is happening?
Well, we are gonna do Cinema Week. That is happening for sure. It's gonna be in June, and this week we have made an announcement to the trades. So we have made it official. It is out there to the public, and we are helping to bring create a rallying point for exhibitors as movie theaters start to open again and people get back to going to the movies and as there's great stuff on screen. So yeah, Cinema Week is out there. There's some great articles from The Hollywood Reporter and Deadline, Screen Daily. I'm sure you can find it if you just Google Cinema Week or visit our website.
Cinema we will week. Also link them in the show notes. But yeah, I want to get into just for people who are listening and just dive into a little bit more about what Cinema Week actually is. And for people who are listening, we were on a Box Office Live webinar yesterday where we did talk about it, but I feel like on the podcast, we can get maybe just a little bit more tactical, define what it is, all of that. But before we jump into that, because we've had such an exciting week in the press and we're so grateful to all of our sponsors who we will list at the end of the show, but also just all the press coverage, we're just so grateful that it's out there. But Kara is running our social media accounts for Cinema Week. Kara, how's the vibe been on social? What's been going on Cinema Week social? Has it been exciting out there?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I think the feedback has been awesome. I think most theaters, we were worried that people wouldn't know what it is or how to be involved. And I think everyone's just kind of coming on board for the most part, rallying around it, which is exactly what we want.
Cool. Yeah. Go follow us on our social channels for all the latest updates on Cinema Week. We will also link those in the show notes. Find us. We want to be able to communicate with you. Okay. So Brandon, could you give us just like the highest level? Like, what exactly is Cinema Week? How did it come about? Just like literally your elevator pitch.
Yeah, it's longer than an elevator. It's maybe just beyond a traditional short film length, I guess. But yeah, Cinema Week, came out because we were inspired by a few things that have, led us to this point. The ICA in January 2020 did an event called Love Local Cinema, really geared towards the Independent Cinema Alliance members. And then as we were looking at that and how that could be helpful and in a kind of a wider, beyond one day, invite all exhibitors in. And we looked at Restaurant Week and American Express Shop Small about how those activations really work and the mechanics of them. And as we were diving into it, and we're all from exhibition, right? So we've worked at different movie theater companies and the industry's never really come together in a consumer-facing way like Cinema Week is doing. So all exhibitors are welcome to participate. There'll be assets and marketing materials at cinema-week.com in an exhibitor portal. There's also a place you can register if you are an exhibitor to stay up to date and make sure that you know when assets are there. And then also they will be available on the hangar. So if you have an account with Paper Airplanes, the hangar, you can find them there. And really what it is, it's just, it's a moment in time that we are creating that everybody can amplify the voice of what makes going to the movies so great. And through that one voice, we hope to really energize moviegoers. And what we're asking exhibitors to do is really eventize the experience or make it really special that week as people get back into the momentum and the behavior of going to the movies.
Totally. Awesome. And I like to say shop like American Express, shop small all the time, because what I think helps put it into perspective for people is like every small business does their own thing on that Saturday. And the other thing that I love about what American Express did with shop small is I don't know how long it's been going on, but you know, if it's been 10 or 15 years, that day didn't exist, right? It was always just Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And now it, everybody knows that that Saturday in between those two like major retail holidays is this time to support your small business. So I think Cinema Week is going to bring that same feeling for many, many, many years to come. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of this, you know, inaugural first year. So yeah. Kara, what are the dates? Can you fill us in on the dates? I mean, as that we have for right now, we know it's going to be in June. But.
Right now, Cinema Week is June 22nd through 27th. So that's a 6-day stretch.
Cool. And, you know, one thing that I think we should talk about is a lot of people are asking about programming. Do you guys want to weigh in? Are we helping with programming? Are we doing anything for programming, or how are we like, how is this working?
Yeah, I think the, you know, when you think about who the stakeholders are, as we've been designing this campaign, it started with, you know, the exhibition community, small, mid-size, and even large exhibitors participating again at this one moment. But then two things have to happen. One, it's got to be easy for the exhibitor to operate. So adding a bunch of other things in outside of their normal business model could be a roadblock to participating. So we've really cleared that out. And for the moviegoer, it's about, again, making it easy to purchase tickets to the movies they want to see. So we are not, Cinema Week itself does not have a Cinema Week program. These are movies that you will see, which at whatever movie theater you go to, if they're participating, you'll simply buy a ticket the way you normally would through the movie theater website, through Google, Fandango, or Atom Tickets, just like you normally would. And then when you go to the theater, that's really what where we're challenging the exhibitors to make it special, and where we've made asks to studios and filmmakers to provide a little bit of movie magic in that moment. So it should be a relatively seamless experience for the moviegoer. Purchase a ticket just like you normally would and show up, and then that's when the magic happens.
Yeah, for sure. And I'd like to give, I mean, we have moviegoers who listen to this podcast. We have exhibitors who listen to this. So moviegoers, if you're listening, you're seeing a little bit pull behind the curtain of, you know, exhibition and the things that we have to talk about and figure out for these types of programs. But, you know, Kara has a long history of working in exhibition in many different facets, and Kara, putting you on the spot, but I'm sure you'll be able to handle this. What are some like ideas that exhibitors could potentially do during this week, like to make it feel more like an event or fun, or, you know, just in your experience, what are some of the things that have really worked in the past when you were in exhibition?
Yeah, I mean, with Cinema Week, I think the main thing is we want to include everyone. Like a 2-screen art house is not going to be the same as a multiplex in New York City. I think that's the main reason why we're not getting into programming. They might not be showing the same films at the same time, but we still want it to be special for everyone. You know, multiplex may want to do a car show for F9, while a small theater may want to introduce every 7 o'clock show with their family story and the history of that theater. You know, these are, you know, things that are not going to work for everyone. But I think, you know, all of these sort of things where theaters can use Cinema Week as a springboard and then kind of take that jump where they want to take it. Nothing that we're laying out is mandatory. You know, I think Melissa's working on a great toolkit for theaters so that they have ideas to kind of work with, and easy ways to then go about it. You know, we're not trying to put work, you know, put extra work in for the theaters. They can kind of take it in whichever direction they want to take it. But I think, you know, the goal is for people to leave a Cinema Week film, remember, wow, that's why I go to the movie theater. You know, that's what I've been missing for a year. You know, I hate microwave popcorn. My couch sucks. My TV is great, but it's not that great. You know, that feeling when the lights go down, you know, we want people to leave and be like, wow, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a couple things to that also from an exhibitor standpoint. This is the moment you're reopening your theaters. Now, keep in mind, Cinema Week, we fully intend, will be a program we do at least once a year, if not twice a year. So, but it's really getting back into the details of what makes going to the movies great. So first and foremost, use the tools that you have within your theater. So if you have a loyalty program, you know, is there an offer or something you can do for your loyalty members? If you have membership or subscription, is there something that we can do? Is there something that you can do to offer, you know, on that platform? Is there something that your staff wants to do? You know, how they present themselves, how they dress up? Can you do a VIP event one night or every night? Is there an organization that you really get behind in your community? You know, is there something you can do to pull them into it? So, you know, you've got your concessions, you've got your pre-show, you have your loyalty and your email clubs and membership. Think through each one of those channels. What would make this coalesce at your particular cinema? And really just lean into that.
Yeah, I like also just working with your community. Something we talked about on the Box Office Live, if you were there yesterday and listening, or if not, was just talking to your local restaurants next door. If you have a dojo down the street, like, can they come in and do some fun moves in the lobby? I mean, there's so many things that you can just do to make it feel special when the guests walk in. And that's the whole spirit behind Cinema Week, is just, you know, make it special, make it feel like an event, even if it's just getting a step and repeat and then having someone on staff get a Polaroid camera and literally just taking pictures and giving people Polaroids and writing Cinema Week on it. I mean, those simple things help just generate wonderful memories. And Kara, I love the idea that you said of like, go in and introduce, I love introducing the film, mm-hmm. or telling the history of the cinema, greeting people at the door. I mean, there are some more simple things, because this is a heavy lift and we understand that everybody is just reopening and trying to get operations in order and may not have the time to put into finding all of these things. So, you know, our main goal was to really just elevate everybody and market cinema as a whole and get everybody together, unite the whole industry in this one week to really re-engage the culture of movie going. And that's, you know, at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do. So,
yeah. I really would encourage, you know, exhibitors to lean into their story and find a way to share that during the lead up to Cinema Week, during Cinema Week, and then continue that as part of your marketing communications plan. But taking 2 minutes to either walk in an auditorium and share that, or call your local press, right? Like call the local news outlets and radio and say, hey, we want to get on and Cinema Week's coming. We want to talk about what makes our theater so important to this community. We've talked to literally, I think, hundreds of exhibitors by now. And most of them, I mean, they're certainly the big companies, and they drive a ton of exposure and ton of reach, but also, if you look at it on a company to company basis, there are tons of independent business owners, small business owners, family run businesses, movie theaters that have a legacy of 50 years, 100, you know, literally coming into 100 years, all these theaters that were built in the 1920s. There's some real legacy to share about the history of these buildings and businesses and families that I would encourage, if you have one of those types of theaters, create a short video to put on your pre-show, or just walk in and tell the story, or create a social piece about it. That's what's going to make Cinema Week really special and resonate within your community.
Yeah, I agree. I think sometimes the consumer doesn't understand that a lot of theaters are family owned. So I think that that would be just a really impactful thing that people could do. Getting back to just being a little bit more tactical, to help exhibitors out, we are working on a lot of different things in the background, but Kara, specifically, you are putting together an amazing content calendar for social media. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. So we've worked on several assets to just kind of raise awareness for Cinema Week. So we're laying out kind of a calendar to make it as simple as possible for what to post and when, that we're going to provide on our website, in our email. And then like Brandon mentioned, it'll all also be on the hangar. So like with anything with Cinema Week, we're trying to keep it as easy as possible. So we're going to lay out kind of each post, what you can use, copy, all of it, to try to make it as easy as possible.
That's awesome. Thank you for doing that. Yeah. And yeah, as to Kara's point, go to the website, cinema-week.com. I don't want to sound so salesy, but going on there will be helpful because you can sign up and then you can get our weekly emails, which will also just kind of update you as to what's going on. But all of the assets will be on the website too. And our goal is again, our whole team has worked in exhibition. Our goal is to make it very easy and simple that anyone can be able to execute getting the word out there from their cinema. So that's definitely something that's important. And I want to talk about the merch a little bit too. So one thing that we didn't get a chance to talk about on the box office webinar yesterday was we actually have a really cool merchandise program. And I was wondering, do either one of you want to chat with me about that and where some of the proceeds are going?
I mean, I'm all for it. The merch store that's up right now that you can go to, there's t-shirts and hats and tote bags and lanyards and, you know, fun stuff for staff to wear or get excited about. And the proceeds from the sale of all the merchandise will go to the Will Rogers Assistance Fund. And that's to people who work in movie theaters and in the industry. And man, what a valuable organization that has been over the last year. It's like, if you didn't know where the money was going, you certainly know where it went now, because it certainly went to help a lot of families out and a lot of people who were struggling through that through the last year. So we're really honored to be participating with that organization and really help gain some more awareness and really celebrate their mission.
Yeah, they're working on a big campaign, which the money from the sales. So just to clarify, if you're a moviegoer, there will be a consumer facing store launching soon. The store that's up right now is for bulk orders for cinemas. It's for staff to be able to wear during Cinema Week. So there's some cool stuff. But yeah, as Brandon said, a portion of the proceeds will be going to the Pioneer Assistant Fund from Will Rogers, but they have a big campaign going on right now called Big Screens, Big Hearts. And they have been so supportive to so many people who have just really had a hard time over the past year because of the pandemic and so many theaters closing and unfortunately going out of business. They've been financially supporting families. So that's what they do. They financially support families going through hard times, and they're still doing that right now because there are still a lot of families that are suffering from exhibition being closed so long or theaters just being completely shuttered. So yeah. So check out the merch store, buy some bulk merch for your theater, and then the consumer facing store will be launching around May 11th, and a portion of those sales will also be going to Will Rogers. So check out Will Rogers. We'll also link that campaign in the show notes. For sure.
Yeah. And those will be, I mean, even when it comes to the consumer facing side, if you don't want to order a bulk order, you can always open it up to your staff. If you're going to allow your staff to wear the Cinema Week shirts, they can then purchase certain movie quotes on their own if they would rather wear that than their, you know, we've all been in cinema polos before that were worn out.
Or so, bow ties. I
mean, yeah. Or throwback. Cummer buns and...
I definitely wore a polyester vest when I worked for AMC in the 90s.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at that time, if you had the opportunity to wear a movie quote shirt, I'm sure you would have.
I would have jumped at the opportunity. I mean, going a little off topic, I'd love to hear about any uniforms that you all had to wear, but we only had to supply the white button-down shirt and everything else was supplied by AMC at the time. And our shirts, like the people that worked there, you know, we're all in high school, were disgusting. They had like butter on them and like butter oil stains. And like, you're just, yep, here I go with my polyester outfit.
Yeah.
We should create merch with pre-butter stained shirts.
If everybody notices, that's why we stuck to some darker colors on the product because we know what it's like to have buttered stained everything.
Yeah.
Or oil. It's really oil. Butter and oil, but the oil is the worst. Anyway, what can we expect from the like studios? I know there's maybe some special content or things like that. Nothing that we can disclose just yet, but there are going to be some special things that are going to come with this, right, Brandon?
Yeah, I mean, we are in the process of working with the studio partners on either content or giveaways or, you know, other activations. Those things are all in the works and, you know, we will share them out as they come together, or the studios can share them out as they come together with whatever they're planning on doing. And, you know, again, these things, we want them to be very much in theater activations. So, you know, we won't share too much out there publicly because we want people to go to the theaters and experience it for themselves. I think that's part of the magic of going to the movies. So yeah, we're excited to see what those, how that all comes together and, you know, ultimately create some movie magic.
Definitely be some exclusive things going on in the theater. That's for sure. Okay, good. Well, I think we covered a lot. What am I missing, you guys?
Well, I think we should talk a little bit about our partners and the people who are helping make this Absolutely. All possible. Yes. So, you know, we've been working... So just, you know, part of this movement is, you know, movie theaters have been hit really, really hard. So we want to make sure that we are in support of the movie theater owners. So we've been out working to get some sponsors to help us with this campaign. And I'm going to run through them because I think they all should have their moment here. I think this is relatively alphabetical so that nobody's hurt otherwise. Adam Tickets, The Box Office Company, CES Plus, Cineonic, The Coca-Cola Company, Dolby, Fandango, thank you, GDC, International Showtimes, our friends at Letterboxd, NCM, Network Advisors, Savantis, Screen Vision, Spotlight Cinema Networks, The Vista Group, and those are the key ones. We also have, of course, our friends at Paper Airplane and The Hangar who are supplying their resources, and a couple marketing agencies as well, helping us produce some content, Torfoot Films, Idea Man Studios, Hearst Digital, and then 2656 Marketing, which is certainly embedded in the exhibition world to help with marketing resources. And then on top of that, our media partners at Variety, Letterboxd again, and Box Office Media are all people who are on board already. And I'm sure that list will continue to grow, but we could not have done this without their very generous support. And, you know, they're really going to help drive this campaign to the moviegoers. And we should expect that campaign will really kick off kind of mid to late May in coordination with some other activities going on. And I'd also like to mention the Independent Cinema Alliance, the ICA, and NATO, the National Association of Theater Owners, who have provided us with counsel and been part of our advisory panel. So we really, really appreciate their support. And they are helping bring both exhibitors together and studios and filmmakers. So this is not, it's never been done before, right? I mean, at the end of the day, bringing this many people in exhibition and distribution and studios and all of this brought together at one time is a heavy lift. So I think, Melissa, we should really thank our team as well. The people that are working, you know, like Kara so hard on this, Scott Wolfile, our publicist, Melissa Gatto, Danielle Hawthorne in her coordination with local and regional entertainment host, Heather Blair and Steve Jody, who were helping with business development and sponsorship, Donna and Sandy from 2656, our friend Luke Parker Bowles for his consulting on the project, and of course, Haley, who tries to keep us all in line. So I think
And Rich, I mean, you said the ICA, but Rich has really been, he's been just an integral part of helping, and he's so fun. He knows that I think he's so fun. So just Rich, shout out. If you listen to this podcast, email me.
Yeah. And I'll also say this about Rich. I mean, he's part of the ICA. He's the head of the marketing committee. He's on the board at the Independent Cinema Alliance, but he's also an exhibitor. And he has a single location called Warehouse Cinemas. They're doing some really unique things. And they're an exhibitor that opened during the pandemic and have found ways to really, you know, eventize things and make going to the movie special. So I think when you can dig those stories out through this process and see what some innovation looks like, Warehouse Cinemas is a pretty good example of that.
Yeah, I checked them out. They do fun drinks and like cool, innovative ideas. And I know that they were doing, I think they were doing like, maybe were they doing blood donations in their parking lot? So just like,
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I feel like check them out. They have a lot of good, fun ideas, but these are all little unique ideas that people can execute during Cinema Week. So we have a lot more to talk about for Cinema Week. This is just our first conversation. We're going to have some special guests on the podcast, so stay tuned. Please keep listening. But just to give one more tiny peek behind the curtain, we are going to have a social contest. And I don't know, Kara, if you want to just very high level, maybe mention what that social contest might entail in line with a campaign that we're working on. This is very behind the scenes, folks. Don't tell anyone.
Man, this is, talk about your sneak peek.
Really giving a little sneak here.
Little sneak.
So, I mean, we often talk about, you know, cinema being better than your couch, and we're all tired of our couches. So we are going to be working on some different items, breaking up with your couch. So we will be doing a social media challenge through the month of June, leading up to Cinema Week, where folks can show us how they're breaking up with their couch, with the potential to win some prizes throughout the month, which should be pretty fun. I think there's some opportunity to get some really fun, funny, inventive stuff coming in.
Can't wait.
Yeah,
can't wait. It's gonna be so fun. All right,
in your house, when you go to the couch with your significant others, do you guys have designated seats? Like, do you have a position on your couch?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, like, it's time to find a new position, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I honestly, recently, my husband and I switched position. Well, since the pandemic, we switched positions.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not happy about it.
Or like he took over your side, or?
Yeah. Yeah, he usually gets like the longer couch and likes to like lay down, and I like to sit and put my feet up on the ottoman. Well, there was like one day where he wanted to like eat or something, and obviously you can't do that when you're laying down. And so we switched, and then he just commandeered my spot. And so now I have to lay, and I don't like to lay because I like to like make sure I go to bed at a reasonable time and not fall asleep on the couch. First world problems.
Yeah, I've got my designated spot, and I will be breaking up with it for a movie theater recliner reserve seat where I want to sit. No distractions in the movie theater. I cannot wait. There's great stuff coming out. Let's rally around this moment.
Let's go for Cinema Week.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe if you sort of even semblance of like what we talk about. Please give us a 5-star review in Apple, then other people will actually find this podcast. We appreciate everyone so much for listening. We appreciate all of our sponsors and all of the support that we've gotten for Cinema Week. It's been overwhelmingly just amazing. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. More to come. See you at the movies.